an out-of-court settlement with an undisclosed payment and no admission of guilt. 61-year-old Prince Andrew has spared himself and the British monarchy the humiliation of a trial in the US.
We'll likely never know the size of the settlement, what exactly was agreed to, what the confidentiality conditions are that went along with this. We do know that he agreed to pay as part of the settlement into a charity of the plaintiff's choice.
In a statement included in the court filing, the lawyers for Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre said he will demonstrate his regret for his association with Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender who trafficked young girls.
I'm angry at this latest example of a powerful, wealthy man being able to wield his power and his wealth to allow him to dodge accountability for some very serious allegations.
The trial had threatened to cast a shadow over the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations, but stripped off his royal duties and patronages, the damage to the reputation of a second son has already been done.
There are lots of questions about Andrew's personal wealth and where he, how he managed to fund the lifestyle that he leads. And this is a very big question because, you know, it reflects on the British state, it reflects on our head of state, and it reflects on the establishment more generally if all of this is being done in a way that that ultimately means that the taxpayer is funding this settlement.
A lawyer for eight of Jeffrey Epstein's victims said she saluted Virginia Giuffre's stunning courage. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.